Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me, as usual, is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
We are now certain of who the next president of the United States of America is going to be.
We are indeed. And of course, in case anybody hasn't heard yet, it is, of course, going to be Barack Obama. And so, you know, we were thinking this week, what does his presidency mean to rural America and rural Minnesota?
It's a good question. Do you have any clue at this point? I mean,
do we have
a crystal ball?
No, I don't, unfortunately. And of course, it's a little early, you know, in the game to find out what exactly his plans are. But, you know, the candidates always do have their platforms posted on their websites. And so I went and checked out, you know, both the candidates' platforms a while ago to see what they had on rural America. And so I think if you could look at Barack Obama's plan and see what he has, that would give an indication of what he's thinking.
And?
He did have a fairly detailed, you know, plan for rural America, you know, in his platform. Of course, the first part of it deals with agriculture and preserving the family farm, doing things like limiting payments for large corporate farms and things like that. He also has a section on rural economic development, including having programs to encourage rural enterprise and things on education, encouraging people to stay in rural America and teach there because, you know, of the teacher crisis we have.
Well, it's interesting that would be part of the platform. You know, I mean, obviously some of that has percolated up, I guess, to people in Washington.
It was really interesting reading that he had that, you know, that much detail to his plan. Now, of course, you know, with the economy going totally south right now, he's got a few other big things to deal with that
really?
Right now. Yeah. And, you know, the economy and two wars. And so that's going to be at the top of the list for quite a while. If he gets to rural issues, I would guess it'll probably be more part of a larger, you know, economic stimulus package to get things going again. But, you know, maybe at some point in the future, some of these things that he did talk about before the election will actually come to fruition.
The other thing that, you know, came out of the election is an unknown, and that is who our senator is going to be from Minnesota. We have a tie. It's so close. It's scarily close.
I mean, and it sounds like that the recount actually isn't going to happen until November 14th. And so it could be a while until we find out who's going to Washington.
That's right. Either, you know, Senator Coleman returns for another term or it's going to be Al Franken. But it is really too close to call. I think the first go-through on votes had it less than 600.
The last I heard was 401 vote difference.
Yeah, wow.
Out of almost 3 million votes, I think.
Well, it's not exactly a mandate for either one of them, is it?
No, it's not. it proves that, you know, you may get the majority voting for you, but you do have to represent everybody, whether they voted for you or not.
That's true. All right. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.